You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 to 37. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. By your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Jesus has made it very clear that there is a day of judgment, a day to give account. Judgment day is not necessarily a fearful day. In fact, it could even be a day of blessing. For example, if you have written an exam and you know that you have done well, you will look forward to your result. You are excited to get your result because you know that you have done well. But people who are not sure of what they have written, they are in panic mode. As that day draws nearer, they are afraid. And that seems to suggest to me like the way people look forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. Some people panic. They are afraid when they hear about Jesus returning. Whereas for some people, there's nothing that can be as joyful as that day. They long for it. They look forward to it. Some people are even stretching their ears, if possible, so that they can hear the trumpet anytime, as in they are so ready. They want to hear the trumpet. Brethren, there is a day called a day of judgment, and you are going to give account. And look at what Jesus said there. He said, every idle word men speak. Those of you who loves to while away time with gist, while away time with gossip, he said you will give account of it. You see, your words, ability to speak, is a responsibility that has been given to all of us. We must not abuse it. It's like when a gun is issued to a police officer. If he returns that gun and some of the bullets are missing, let's say he went out with 50 bullets and he returned back with 40, he has to give account for those 10. Not just to say that he used them. He has to explain how did he use them, for what. What did he do with those 10 bullets? He has to give account, serious account. It is in that way Jesus is saying, see, your words, they are gift to you. Don't use it carelessly. Don't just speak for the sake of speaking. Don't just open your mouth when it is not necessary. Because everything that you are saying, you are going to give account. You know, so just picture it, that God will call you and say, come and give account. And what will be the account? He will say, all the things you have said. That's why, be careful. Those of you that love to fight for men of God, those of you that love to defend men of God, you will give account. Those things you are saying about that man that is not correct, you are going to give account. You are going to give account. You know, it's so interesting that a man says something that is heresy, as in obviously heretic. I was reading the comment section. People were trying to defend him that maybe he meant it in a different way. They were the ones still trying to defend him, defending a man they don't know, because they have been so brainwashed and put in that bondage of men of God that they will do anything to defend their men of God. Some can keep malice, they can fight you. If possible, some people can shoot you dead because of their men of God. So you can see that is bondage. That is not life. That is not Christianity. That is a cult. That is not following Jesus. Why should we kill one another because of another person? But please recognize that you are going to give account. All the things you are saying, all the people you are defending. Just imagine that you are standing before God and he's asking you, this man was preaching heretic, but you were defending him. These were the things you said. Why did you say so? Are they correct? I'm imagining what you are going to say on that day as you are confronted by God. Be careful what you say. Stop defending people you don't know. You don't know their private life. You don't know what they are doing. You don't know if they had missed it.
or some of you don't know that some people miss it, that there are some men of God popular, but they've left God. They are doing their own thing, but you are still defending them. You are still defending them. You will even see preachers. Do you know that there are preachers? They will go before camera, not to preach the gospel of Jesus, but to attack and abuse somebody. Maybe that person is abusing their father in the Lord. So they will just do video just to abuse the person so that they can prove to their father in the Lord that they will speak for him. They cannot allow anybody to dishonor him. They will give account. You will hold microphone just to abuse a human being because of another human being like you that you don't know what he's doing in his bedroom. And how much more how we speak to each other as husband and wife. When you will go and see a woman and lie to your wife that you went for business. You went to go and see, they call you the estate man. The surveyor called you. It's your boss that called you. The accountant say I should see him. But you know that you went secretly to see a woman. All those words you are speaking that day, you will give account. You will give account. When you are in your room with your wife and you abuse her, when you are in your room with your husband and you tell him that he is stupid, you tell him, but then when you come to fellowship, well, you will now pretend as if you two, you are one godly person. But secretly, you say words to one another that cannot get out. But on the day of judgment, you will give account. The Lord will ask you, why did you say your husband is stupid? Why did you say he's a foolish man? Why did you say he's nothing? You are going to give account. Those of you abusing your children, you will give account. You this stupid child, bastard child, you will give account. Every idle word that you speak, it's not my opinion. Jesus said it. Say every idle word you will speak. Some of you just love to be on phone and gist. Matter that doesn't concern you. You will talk about this one. You move to the next one. You just laugh. Pick another person. You will give account to. All those unnecessary talk up and down that you are using your mouth. The same mouth you will use to praise God. The same mouth you will use to pray to God. The same mouth you will use to preach the gospel. Why will you use that same mouth for gossip? For idle words? Please repent today before it is too late. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.